This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And this show is always sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And our KJJR archives, always available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And on Focus on the Flathead this week, I think it is a first for Britt Clark. She's the museum director at the Conrad Mansion. We call it Kalispell's home, right, Britt?
We sure do.
Well, this sounds like an exciting fundraiser that we're going to be talking about today. So what are you calling this fundraiser?
This is the Conrad Carriage Path Brick Fundraiser.
It sounds like a really cool thing that they're going to be doing with this the funds. And we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. But tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I am a Kalispell native. I was born and raised here, went to Glacier High School, and later went to the University of Montana. And I majored in history. So,
Wow. Yeah,
I get to do what I love every day.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How did you get into being a director of a museum? But that explains it all.
Yep, I love history. I actually came back home in my summers to work as a tour guide at the Conrad Mansion.
So, wow. Yeah. So as a kid, did you go through the mansion at all?
No, like many, many people in town, I didn't step foot into the Conrad Mansion until I was an adult.
Wow.
So freshman year of college. So I hear that all the time. It's nothing to be ashamed of, but
I got to ask, what were your first impressions as you toured the mansion?
I was instantly fell in love. I'd driven by it my whole life. I'd always ask my mom to stop by so I could look at the building from the outside. And when I stepped inside, I was immediately in love. It's a beautiful, beautiful building.
What's your favorite room?
My favorite room is the Violet bedroom, which was Charlie Davenport's, the son's bedroom.
Is that upstairs?
It is. It's okay. On the second floor.
Okay.
I just like talking about the people in there. That room's always kind of called to me. So.
Wow. Well, I would love to hear some of the history one of these days, because I know a little bit about it. Everybody kind of knows. It's Kalispell's home. It's the Conrad's. And so this is a really interesting fundraiser. And I think this is going to be a good fundraiser. When I read about it, I thought, wow, great thing that you guys are going to be doing. You're actually going to be selling bricks for a path in kind of quick terms. Is there a need for the path, or is this something that's going to bring it back to what it was like, or why are you doing it?
Well, actually, when the Conrads lived there, it was all mud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there was the reason the carriage path stops right at the porch is so the Conrads could step right from their carriage to the porch and not have to step in the mud. It does actually get a little muddy today, too, so this path serves a multitude of purposes. Funding is going to go towards guest facilities, so bathrooms on site. But it's also a great way for locals or even new members to our town to come and either purchase a brick for a loved one, a business, an individual, or even a family pet.
So are you doing kind of a two-phase thing here?
It is a multi-phase.
Okay.
So we're in the process of phase one.
Okay.
So we're hoping to have all those bricks installed by the end of spring.
And all the names on all the bricks will be good to go.
They will be.
Okay, so describe the path to us.
So the path is on the northwest side of the mansion. So if you've been to the mansion before, and if you haven't, you should. The grounds are always open.
Yeah, so, it's beautiful. Yeah,
everyone's welcome to wander the grounds at any time. But the path is going to go down the Conrad's original carriage path. So the same route that their carriage would drop the family members off or head to town in is the same path that the bricks are going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are familiar with the mansion, you know that we have a semi-wrapped porch. So it's going to be on the western side of the porch.
Okay. So they actually use this as a place. And you showed me a picture where they wiped their foot off and their mud fell off. And
can you imagine how muddy
this
valley had to have been before or sidewalks and things?
I can't, but I have heard that Kalispell downtown was one of the muddiest towns in Montana back in the day.
I don't doubt that.
So Conrad Mansion, how long has it been there? Do you have any idea?
So the mansion was officially completed in 1895.
Mm-hmm.
It took 3 years to build. So the family was they were in the area for 3 years before they could actually move into the home. But it's our 127th year this year.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's in such great care, you know, great shape, great care. It takes both.
It really is. People are astounded that we haven't had to really do too much restoration. You know, it's a constant process, but, you know, things back then were built to last, and it really has.
Yeah. And some things aren't doing so well, like the restrooms, and we're going to come back and talk about that as you gear up for this big fundraiser. We'll talk more in just a few minutes. Our guest is Britt Clark. She's the museum director of the Conrad Mansion. Kalispell's home, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get to it and talk about phase two and all the things that have to do with this fundraiser. And we'll be right back. Again, our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. And we'll be right back with Focus on the Flathead.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and we are back on Focus on the Flathead. Our guest has been Britt Clark, Museum Director of Conrad Mansion, Kalispell's home. Britt, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
It's great to learn so much about the mansion that I didn't know. I've done a few events there, and I'm sure there's so much more that I need to learn about it. But thanks for being here and talking about this capital campaign that you're doing. We're talking about the new path. And you talked about these bricks last time. They're two different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with the bricks, and why are there two sizes?
So there are two sizes. The smaller brick is $150, and that is two lines of characters. And the larger brick is $300, and that's three lines of characters. So if you have a little bit more to say, sometimes the larger brick is the way to go.
So they're inscribed, right?
They are, yep. And it's whatever you'd like them to say. There is a character limit, but I'm always happy to help people with that. But a lot of times it's a great way for someone to memorialize a loved one, a business, you know, anything you can think of, really.
Wow. So you can say anything you want.
Well, yeah, within reason.
This could get interesting.
I know.
No, this sounds like a great project. Yeah. How big is the path? Do you know how much work has to be done?
So actually, we have a fantastic caretaker at the mansion who is going to be installing these himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's so talented that I think it's not going to take much time as soon as he, you know, gets the bricks and is ready to go. But the path is a few feet, and then phase two, we're just going to keep expanding, hopefully year after year. So the path's width, we were thinking it's about the width of a carriage. So yeah.
I'm thinking that's got to be 6 to 8 feet, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yep, somewhere in there.
Now you have a goal too of when to get this all done.
We were hoping for the spring 2022. And that is mostly so our caretaker doesn't have to work in 100-degree heat.
I get it. That makes a lot of sense. Well, let's talk about some of the other repairs that the mansion needs. And you mentioned restrooms.
Yes.
And currently, where do people go to use a restroom?
Oh, so we have a few options. We have a tiny little staff bathroom that our guests are welcome to use during our winter season.
Right.
And across the street during the rest of the year, that is where we ask our guests to use the restrooms. The city of Kalispell has generously offered their bathrooms for the last 40 or so years.
40 years. Wow.
The street is getting a little bit more busy. We're hoping that in the future our guests won't have to cross the street to use the guest facilities. So we are hoping to use the funding from the brick project to go towards guest facilities or bathrooms on the Conrad Mansion's grounds.
Wow.
That way, not only our guests, but visitors, anyone walking around the east side, enjoying the beautiful day, it's a great place for people to walk. The whole public will be able to use those restrooms.
Yeah. Anything else coming up in the future that you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. We're having a very busy year. We are seeing more and more visitors each year, which is very exciting. Next month, we are going to be having our Mother's Day tea and tour. So what's fun about this event is that you will get to hear Letty Conrad's story. so the mother of Kalispell.
Wow.
So, yeah, so you'll hear all that fascinating information, and then you'll sit down and be spoiled rotten at our very elegant Victorian tea. And then just a week after our Mother's Day tea and tour, our season opens, which means our tours are going to be on a set schedule, and we have both docent or tour guide-led tours and self-guided tours.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any of the tours yourself?
I will fill in. Once that information's in your head, it stays forever. So
I'm sure. I think that would be a fun job, giving tours around.
Oh, it's a really fun job. Yeah, I love it.
Well, one of your sayings here is connecting the past to the future. How did you come up with that? What is the meaning of that?
Well,
besides the obvious.
Okay. Well, you know, we have to look at everything as an opportunity, and we are seeing so many new visitors and residents moving into Kalispell, coming to visit us, and we want them to know that, you know, we do have a past, and, you know, every place has a history, but ours is particularly fascinating. You know, Charles and Letty, you know, I think they were good people. I think they cared about their community, and that spirit shines through to today. So we just want a way for locals and new locals.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
There are a lot. And we want them to have a place to come where they feel connected to this valley and to our history and to our culture.
Well, before we leave, we want to talk about how people can give. What is the best way?
So the best way would be to go to our website at conradmansion.com.
Okay.
And you'll see a few links to purchase a brick online. And that has all the character counts. And that is the easiest way. But, you know, a lot of people, that's not their preferred method. So if you have any questions, you're always welcome to call me at the mansion at 406-755-2166.
You got to come back anytime when things are new and coming up, and give us an idea, because people love to hear about the mansion.
They really do. I would actually say that locals are our best marketing tool,
because
we'll get people who have never heard of us, and they'll be talking to a local up in Glacier. Yeah. Tells them to come see us.
Yeah. Spend some time.
Mm-hmm.
One last question. I always ask people what they love most about their job. Employed for 10 years.
Kinda, off and on. It's been a journey.
Okay. Well, what do you like most about the job?
Oh man. Well, the mansion itself, I count my blessings every day that I get to work in such a beautiful building. I mean, and I get to come in and see it right at, you know, sunrise. It's so beautiful, so peaceful. I feel such a connection to the valley, to history. I just feel really blessed being able to do that.
Well, I think we're blessed to have you as the museum director. We want to thank you for being here and being on the show. And again, I said, come back anytime when you have something new to talk about.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It is Britt Clark. She's the museum director at the Conrad Mansion, Kalispell's home. Britt, thanks once again. And by the way, our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next week right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9. Let's focus on the Flathead on KJJR.